Behold, young space cadets. We have finally grown near. Look at her, shining in all of her glory. The asteroid Ajax Eliasis Muladi Prianthor. Lieutenant Van Murek, readings, please.
Actually, Commander, there's some disturbing news coming from Third Quadrant. It appears that there are only a few members left of the Spinochle race, and they're trying to contact us now. Message on screen.
Greetings, this is Orthox, leader of the Humanian Federation of the House Spinochle Race. Our meteorite battle station has been attacked by a group of villainous alien creatures. Quick, update.
Commander, we are under attack once again. Colony Stealth Group Z have been annihilated.
We are in dire need of help, Commander. You must send reinforcements. This transmission will be our last. Please, help.
End of transmission, Commander. What should we do?
I'll be in my quarters if you need me. Hello, Lyman.
What do you intend to do about the Spinochle situation, Commander?
I don't know. I just don't know. There's something terribly wrong about this. Lyman.
Yes, Commander.
Play back the transmission from earlier today. The Spinochle transmission.
Now processing, Commander.
Lyman, halt. Go back to the beginning of the transmission, but this time remove the sounds of the panicking crowd. There, Lyman, halt! That sound. Remove the voice of Orthox and any extraneous ambient sound. Stop, Lyman! There. Can you reverse the polarity of the transmission? Lyman? Lyman? Lyman.
Please, Commander. You really wouldn't want to hear the transmission reversed in polarity.
Damn it, Lyman. Please, for God's sake, for once, just do what I ask.
All right, Commander. But don't say I didn't warn you. This is the reverse polarity transmission, Commander. I hope you're satisfied.
Blast! As usual, you're of no use to me, Lyman. I'll be in the ship's lounge.
Good evening.
Good evening, Aviva.
Why don't you dance?
Oh, no. I don't think
Why
so.
Why don't you dance?
Aviva, things are no longer the same between us. I'm not that youthful ensign assigned to the new bilateral...
Hey, Charlie, look over there. Looks like the Commander and Aviva want to dance. It's getting something that really cooks, huh?
It all started when my mother began drinking heavily. Oh, Aviva, you must respect my decision. I can't dance with you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Galaxy of Chickens by Lefty McCormick. So this next one we're going to do is going out to the Commander and Aviva.
Ooh, ain't that nice?
Hit it, Charlie.
Okay, brother. Let's do it.
Well, all right, but just this one time, Aviva.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Aviva. I didn't come to the lounge to dance with you. Not with anyone. Our past is too dark. Oh, there's Van Murek! Van Murek! Oh, Van Murek!
Yes, Commander. I thought I might find you here. There's been an update in the Spinochle situation. I thought I would tell you myself, but, well, Lyman has all the information.
Oh, there's Lyman now. Yes, Lyman, this is the Commander.
Commander, this is Lyman. I have continued to analyze analyzed the Spinnacle transmission, and I have found some very interesting results. Mainly, the transmission was supposedly sent from Ajax Oliasis, but my analysis shows that the transmission was sent from aboard this very ship.
I knew it! Lyman, analyze further. We must find the precise origin of the transmission. Dunmurek, you meet me in the Council's chamber in 5 quadsecs. I'll be there momentarily. I have some business to attend to.
Yes, Commander.
Thank you, thank you. Attention, attention, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have your attention, please? This is Trippy Van Winkle once again, and I have the results of our grand T-shirt giveaway contest. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to point out that this year we have a very beautiful red T-shirt, and on the back we have neatly imprinted, "Welcome aboard, Ajax Oliasins," and on the front we have the usual Federation logo in blue and green. I'd like to take a moment to thank Lulu and Payroll for printing these up for us. Let's hear it for Lulu. Lulu's celebrating her 41st anniversary on the starship, and we're going to be having Star Crispers and donuts served in the annex later on this evening. I'd also like to point out that we have a lot of sizes this year. Many more than we've had in the past. We have BPT, we have large, extra large, small, medium, and special V-neck for all Spinnacles. So, without further ado, let's have the name of the first winner, please. Myrtle? Thank you. And the first winner of the T-shirt is...
Commander? Perhaps we should reschedule this meeting.
Lyman, how long have we been waiting for Van Murek?
137 quadsecs. Should I try to contact him again?
I just don't understand. This isn't like him. Lyman.
Yes, Commander.
Can you access the conversation from earlier this evening? The Van Murek conversation.
Now processing, Commander.
Been an update in the Spinnacle situation. I thought I would tell you myself, but...
Lyman, forward.
Picking up the transmission. Dunmurek, you meet me in the Council's chamber at 5 quadsecs.
There, Lyman, halt! Play that section back, but this time, can you isolate any temporal scheduling references?
You meet me in the Council's chamber at 5 quadsecs. 5 quadsecs.
I knew it! What sort of cockamamie excuse will he have for his tardiness this time?
Shall I terminate, Commander? It is standard Federation policy to terminate an idle Council meeting after 120 quadsecs.
Yes, I suppose so. Cancel the meeting and try to locate Van Murek with your personnel tracker.
Now canceling council meeting.
Due to lack of activity, this official Federation council meeting is now terminated.
Very well. Has your tracker located Van Murek yet?
I am dispatching the personnel tracker now.
Hey, Jimmy, it looks like there's another tracker on auto-release.
Looks like it's being released by the central computer. Target is set for Lieutenant Van Murek.
Hey, isn't that the guy that just won the grand T-shirt contest?
What's a guy like that need so many T-shirts for?
Yeah, no kidding.
Personnel tracker 9, 2, 3, 5, 6, 4. Auto-release.
What the? Hey, Jimmy, you've got the tracker's wheels caught on the rototurbine.
Oh, gee, you're right. Hey, give me a hand over here, will ya?
I can't reach it from here. You gotta go to the override switch on the release ramp.
Oh, no. It's closing.
Well, you gotta hit that switch, Jimmy, or the electro fence is gonna lock. Jimmy! You gotta flip the switch, Jimmy! No, Jimmy! Jimmy!
Lyman, any word on Van Murek?
There's been a disruption in engineering. I will request another tracker dispatch.
We're supposed to formally introduce Lord Blodox together in the lounge. I'll need to stop by the gift shop. Perhaps it would be more efficient if I search for Lieutenant Van Murek myself.
A new tracker is now being dispatched.
Hey, Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy, wake up! Are you okay? Oh, Jimmy. They're releasing another tracker.
Engineering computer.
Linda, this is Marty in engineering. I've got some trackers stuck behind the electro fence, and I've got a man down here who needs medical attention on the double.
Please Please hold.
Oh, all right.
Person and tracker. 9, 1, 2.
Oh, what's going on? 5, 5. Linda, are you there? Somebody keeps releasing personnel trackers, and I can't stop them.
Damn computer! Got it.
Dr. DeDodo.
Oh, yes.
Is everything all right?
A medical computer acting up again.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you today?
I'm looking for one of my crew members, Lieutenant Van Murek.
Oh. I'm afraid I haven't seen Lieutenant Van Murek today. At least not in person.
Mm.
I did see him on the stage at the Trippy Van Winkle show.
That old devil, of course! 50th year in a row in the Grand T-Shirt Giveaway Contest. Thank you for your helpful lead, Dr. DeDodo.
Glad to be of service. Oh, and take a Zaxxas lozenge. It's fresh from the synthesizer.
Thank you, Doctor.
Anytime, Commander. Anytime.
Oh, DeDodo, you faint.
Dr. DeDodo, this is Linda, engineering computer. There is an injury reported in the tracker department.
All right! Give me some time, Linda. We don't have a fancy medical computer here to keep track of all of these things like down in engineering. We'll have to do things the old-fashioned way.
My sensors show that the medical computer has been manually disabled by...
Well, that's enough about that. Linda, where did you say the injury was?
Injury reported in the tracker department.
I'll have to fill out some request forms here.
Dr. DeDodo, Jimmy in engineering is in critical condition.
Thank you, Linda. But my job is much easier without all of these computers breathing down my neck.
Dr. DeDodo, I don't think this is possible. Procedure.
Linda, are you there? Oh, nothing's working. The electrofence won't budge. Come on, Linda. Where are you? Linda, are you reading me?
Linda, engineering computer, is currently rerouted for medical services. The following message is from the ship's doctor, Byron DeDodo.
Tired of the next day blues?
What the?
Too much luck tonight, brandy in the ship's lounge?
What?
Call our respondent medical trackers and try a free Zaxxas
login. What's going on? Oh, this is hopeless.
Commander, what'll it be tonight?
Georgie, have you seen Lieutenant Van Murek recently? I have some urgent facts to discuss with him.
He was here just a few quad secs ago with Trippy. He won the contest again, you know. I think they were going to the party in the annex.
Thanks, Georgie. For your troubles.
Oh, we don't take Federation money in the lounge anymore. Trippy's orders.
I see. Well, thank you nevertheless. You know, if you ever decide to come back to the services, let me know. Things just haven't been the same on the bridge since you left.
I'll keep that in mind, Commander.
Well, that must be Lyman. Yes, Lyman, this is the Commander.
Commander, this is Lyman. I am now dispatching a personnel tracker for Lieutenant Van Murek.
Again? How many personnel trackers have you released?
I have made 120 tracker requests. Federation policy designates a 120 tracker limit on personnel...
About policy, Lyman. Why so many trackers?
My requests are being denied. No trackers have been available.
It's unusual for so many personnel trackers to be unavailable. Engineering must be slacking during the festivities.
Commander, maybe Lyman can explain why the last 35 barmaid trackers I've requested haven't arrived yet.
Commander?
Yes, Lyman, what is it?
I have just dispatched a personnel tracker for Lieutenant Van Murek.
You keep saying that, but nothing seems to be getting accomplished. I do better finding Van Murek crawling on my hands and knees. Georgie, top me off. I tell you, Lyman, laziness will be her undoing. All of these automatic trackers and robot assistants. Can't anyone do anything for themselves anymore? Why send hordes of useless personnel trackers to find Lieutenant Van Murek when I could simply get my lazy bot out of my chair and find him myself?
Commander, systems computers are not mobile units, or we would employ this method.
Well, maybe you should be reprogrammed, Lyman. Maybe everyone on the Stam ship should be reprogrammed.
Commander, Lord Blordox of the High Spinnacle Race has just arrived in the lounge.
Oh, Lord Blordox!
Greetings, Commander. How wonderful to at last make your acquaintance. I am Lord Blordox, emissary of the Unarius Federation of the High Spinnacle Race.
Yes, welcome aboard.
Lyman, I need to announce Lord Blordox's arrival. Can you patch me into the ship's loudspeakers? Owen, try to find some appropriate music to play under that.
Now establishing loudspeaker connection.
I'll be just a moment, Lord Blordox. Here's a complimentary gift from the souvenir shop.
Oh, thank you, Commander.
Perhaps you'd like Georgie to fix you up a drink. Georgie, please, please.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, mercy, look at that. Did you see what it did? Oh, mercy, what will they think of next? Lyman, is this thing on? I still don't hear anything.
I am now playing the Spinnacle Colonial Anthem.
Lyman, forget the introductory music. Just turn on the public loudspeaker. Maybe it's a glitch in the software.
Oh.
Did you check the power switch?
Oh, what's going on?
Damn it, Lyman! Can't point the microphone towards the loudspeaker. Sorry, Commander. I will try rerouting.
What's going on, Marty? Is that the commander on the loudspeaker?
Yeah, sounds like he's having some kind of problem with the central computer.
What does the main power grid look like right now? Describe it to me.
I can barely see it. There's so many trackers in the way. Okay, sector 4 and 5 are at 50%. The medical ward looks like it has a slight reduction, but nothing unusual.
How does level 18 look?
I don't see anything particularly unusual.
Describe it to me, Marty. I can't get up.
It's got a 23% magnetic emissions, a bioradiation quotient of 77.2877.
No. What does the readout look like? Is it dots or dashes?
It's dots, Jimmy.
Are they, kind of fuzzy around the edges?
Yeah. Wait, you're not thinking... Power failure on level 18! Jimmy, that's it! I'll let the commander and Lyman know we figured it out.
Yeah. What are you waiting for, Marty? Aren't you gonna call him?
Jimmy, I just got an idea. I think I know how we can open the electro fence. Linda, are you back on yet? I'm gonna hit the main power switch. Okay, everyone. Prepare for a big hit. Here goes nothing!
What's going on? What's happening to the lights? Lyman, please contact engineering.
Marty, this is Lyman. A power drop has been detected in the lounge. What is your status?
We've had a major problem with the electro fence for the trackers, but I have it handled. I just cut the main power and it seems to be working. The electro fence is opening up right... now! Oh, God. Oh, God.
Commander. Excuse me, Commander.
What's that, Lyman?
The Van Murek personnel tracker has finally been released. However...
Well, if we've already got a tracker going after Van Murek, there's no point in going after myself, is there?
Actually, Commander...
Lord Blordox and I will just amuse ourselves over here while we... wait for your updates.
However, Commander, I have updates now.
Yes, indeed. Waiting for your updates.
Oh, hey, Commander, nice suit.
Hey, how's it going?
Commander...
Oh, look at that. Oh, you see what it did this time?
Commander.
Oh,
Commander, please.
This must have died for.
120 personnel trackers have been released for Lieutenant Van Buren.
What are you saying, Lyman? 120 trackers?
Yes, Commander. Oh. Simultaneously.
Simultaneously? Well, can't we stop them?
I am afraid the trackers cannot be shut down until their target has been successfully located.
Wonderful.
Commander, Georgie!
Van Murek, nice of you to finally arrive. We've been scouring the ship looking for you.
Look, I just noticed this year's t-shirt glows in the dark. Is it a light?
Do you have any idea what trouble you've caused, Van Murek? You've got 120 trackers on your tail, clogging the ship's elevators, blocking emergency routes. There they are now, trying to get through the door. They'll maim innocent lounge guests in their single-minded attempt to track you down, Van Murek!
Commander, they've knocked down the lounge door!
Oh, there's no time! We've got to get out of here! Wait, everyone, it's... But not the trackers. It's the scouts from Camp Cosmo. Hello, boys! Come on in! Make yourselves at home! Oh, yeah, over there, there's a booth! Hello there, Bobby! Felix, watch it there. Cobra! Georgie! Quasar milk and zero G's for everyone!
Commander!
Behind the scouts, they're coming through the door!
Here goes the chandelier!
Watch your back!
Oh. Commander! Lieutenant! Follow me into the trap door on the stage!
Georgie! Look out!
Oh, that was a close one.
I see him! There's one behind me!
Now, Commander! Into the trap door!
You all right, Commander?
Yes, Trippy, I think so.
Oh, look at my new shirt. It's ruined.
I had no idea there was a trapdoor on the stage.
Yes, well, it's a secret trapdoor. I've been making some modifications to the lounge with my spare broadcasting profits.
Holy cow, Trippy, you've really improved things since last time.
Last time? Well, how do you know about this place, Van Murek?
That's a long story, Commander.
Commander, more medical trackers are being released to help the casualties.
I'm surprised there's any trackers left in engineering to release. It seems like they were all in the ship's lounge looking for me.
Lyman, can't we cut the power to these trackers?
I'm afraid trackers are powered by independent fusion cells.
It's true, Commander. These trackers were designed to operate under emergency conditions, even if they are causing the emergency in this case.
Right. Can you connect me with engineering?
Engineering!
Marty, this is the Commander. Give me the specifics of our situation.
Bad news, Commander. All the trackers escaped when the electro fence opened. They're taking over the ship. Hold on. I'm getting a message from the hospice ship in the third quadrant.
What's happening on the hospice ship?
They're asking why we're sending emergency shuttles to their ship.
But we're not sending any shuttles.
Oh, no. It's the trackers, Commander. They're the ones taking the emergency shuttles to search for Lieutenant Van Murek on the hospice ship.
And how many escape vehicles does that leave us with? Marty.
I'm looking.
Marty, how many shuttles?
None, Commander. There's nothing left.
Well, perhaps we can head them off.
It's too late, Commander. The hospice ship won't be able to accommodate this many vehicles at once.
Unfortunately, I requested that the hospice ship hold position until Lieutenant Van Murek has been successfully located by the trackers.
Oh, so they can't navigate out of the path of the emergency shuttles.
Commander, I'm receiving a news broadcast from the hospice ship.
Let's hear it, Light.
This is Ken L. Mason with Quadrant 3 News. I'm on board the hospice ship where there appears to be an emergency evacuation taking place. Oh God, it's too late. Bob, beam me out of here.
My suit. My brand new suit.
Sorry about that, Commander. We had to store the donuts and blintzes someplace.
The hospice ship has been destroyed by the horde of emergency shuttles.
Those shuttles have military-grade hulls, Commander. They probably survived the impact.
Indeed. And now they are returning to our ship.
There's too many of them, Commander. Our landing bays won't be able to hold them all.
We've got to get out of the way, Lyman. Please, contact navigation.
Navigation services are unreachable at this time.
Unreachable? What about Linda?
Linda, engineering computer, is currently rerouted for medical services.
Tired of those next day blues?
What the?
Too much Luxamite brandy in the ship's lounge?
Dodo. That fiend, what's he up to?
We've got to act fast, Commander.
We've got to get people off the ship into safety.
We have no escape vehicles left. They're on a crash course with our ship.
So, we'll be plowed down by our very own escape shuttles. How ironic.
Commander, there is one escape craft left. Remember those lounge modifications I was telling you about earlier?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, I haven't tested it yet, but I was planning to sooner or later.
What do you mean, Trippy?
I've been converting the lounge into an independent vessel. Albeit small, but definitely classy. And fast, too.
I'll reroute power supplies from Linda.
That won't be necessary, Leon. I've got a solar plexus 4 energy sail on the roof of this baby.
I see.
Commander, what about Lyman?
Well, Commander, I don't know how much longer I'm going to make it.
We can't leave him behind.
Might I suggest a binary download to the ship's lounge computer?
But you mean the jukebox? That thing hasn't worked in ages.
Well, let's try it.
I'll try to set up a binary transfer.
Oh, there's a keyboard over there you can use. Under the Star Crispus.
Oh, here?
No, no. Over there.
Van Murek, you're right.
Van Murek, Star Crispus.
Honestly, Van
Murek. This whole place is covered in Star Crispers.
Behind you.
Other side.
Good God, man, are you blind?
Van Murek, no, no.
Watch your step.
Yes!
Got it!
Emergency shuttles approaching. 8 quadsecs to collision.
Quickly, Van Murek. We won't leave you behind, Lyman.
I'm now accessing Lyman's main memory banks. There's a password required.
Lyman, come on, the password!
That's restricted data, Commander. The Federation policy...
To hell with Federation policy, Lyman! Do you want to blow up with the ship?
Touché, Commander. The password is...
What? What kind of password is that, Lyman? I can't type that in the computer.
Sure you can. See? Here. Just use phonetics.
Trippy, it worked.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Now downloading Lyman's main memory banks.
6 quadsecs to collision.
Come on.
Quickly, Van Murek.
Almost there.
5 quadsecs to collision.
Quickly now.
Got it. Lyman, I'm shutting you down.
Goodbye, Commander.
Goodbye.
We'll see you again, my friend.
I've disabled his sensory circuitry. He'll never feel the impact.
Okay, let's get out of here, Van Murek. If you would be so kind, my apologies for the amateur steering apparatus.
Now activating retro thrusters.
Set course for Colony Z on asteroid Ajax Eliasis.
But that colony was destroyed during the Unarius battle station attack. I heard the transmission myself.
Colony Z destroyed? Heh. Good one, Commander. I had 3 performances there this afternoon, and trust me, those casinos have never looked better.
I don't understand.
Retro thrusters engaged. Ready for takeoff.
Okay, we're out!
We made it!
Good work, boy. Ship! Gone.
Commander, it's not over yet.
What?
Tracker at 3 o'clock!
Incoming!
I can't outmaneuver him for long.
I've got a pulsar cannon on starboard side! Van Murek, power her up!
Georgie, just like the old days on Mendoza 7.
He's coming in fast!
Georgie! Georgie! Georgie, where's Georgie?
Commander, he's right on us!
I'll take the cannon. Trippy, which one's fire?
Flashing red button.
Oh, red button. Right, right.
Bullseye!
That would have impressed the pants off of Georgie.
Okay, Van Murek, straight on to Colony Z.
Why are you laughing like that? Well, it would have. I mean, did you see how it just came out of nowhere like that? Oh, come on. Of course she's a cyborg, but that doesn't mean she can't tell a great shot when she sees one. I mean, it was a teeny little target. Well, that's going to raise my score 200 points at least.